As we find ourselves in Chedesh Elul, Yemei Asliches, we'll mention some pninim from the Rebbe's Siches, from the different Tkufes Hashanim. In a Sicha of Beis Elul Tavshin Yud Gimel, the Rebbe said as follows. I'll say it first in Yiddish and then translate it in English. Chassidim haben nicht mehr davon. This is benigea to Chedesh Elul. Von deswegen haben sie mehr von was man darf mehr haben. Ubisimche. Ton tshuva und sein besimcha. In English, chassidim don't fear chedesh elul. Nevertheless, they fear what they need to fear. And with joy, they do tshuva and to be besimcha. In the Sikh of Shabbos Parsha Nitzavim Tavshin Yudalad 1954, the Rebbe said that the request in Chedesh Elul is not through Dibur, not verbally or Biksav in writing, but it's through Tkiyas, which means that the Tkiyas is the expression of the request of Yidden to the Eivishda. In Nesicha Chai Elul Tovshim Emalef 1981, the Rebbe spoke about the Inyan of Simcha before Slichas. And as known, the Sipur, the story of the previous Rebbe, that in Lubavitch, Chassidim once fabreng mitzoy Shabbos Lichas. After that, during Shabbos, they heard a maimer Chassidus from the Rebbe, and then they went to Slichas b'simchov tuv levov with joy. And the Rebbe says that it seems to him, as far as he remembers, that the lashon that the previous Rebbe used, that the manner in which they went to go say Slichas was as matzach geshokult. Matzach geshokult means that they were very joyous, like someone that fabrengt and said l'chaim. And the Rebbe says, be'etzem, such an inyan should not be mentioned in a fabrengen that is heard on a live hookup, because there can be some kind of an question. Where do we find this in Shulchan Aruch? So the Rebbe says, we find it befeirish in Gemara. That the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Omed Beis 30b says that Limud HaTorah has to be in a way of Sifseisov Neitfis Meir, with a commitment, with a seriousness. Nevertheless, the Gemara tells us, Benigia to Rabbah, one of the great sages in the Talmud, that before he gave a shiur to his Talmidim, Omar Milse Dibdichuse Ubat Cherabonon. First he said sort of a joke. The Rabbanan laughed, and after that, they all became serious, and he relayed the shiur to them. This means that Milse Dibdichusa is the appropriate preparation for the study of Torah in a way, in a manner of Sifseisov Neitfis Meir. The Talmud sits in a solemn manner and absorbs what he hears from his Rav, in a way of libe deyeg bekirbe, and in a manner of libe deyeg bekirbe, that he's not so joyous, he's sitting in a more serious and low-key status. And then he's zeicha, shemegalen le'rozi teira, that the secrets of teira are revealed to him. The Rebbe refers to the famous saying that Ein Megalin Rozi Teira L'Lemi Shedeg Bekirbe, that the secrets of Teira are revealed only to one who is solemn and more on the serious side. Which means that even secrets of Teira that he himself cannot attain on his own, and they need to be revealed to him from above, so this is accomplished through libe deyeg bekirbe. So the Rebbe says, b'meila, in the same sense, this is also benigia to anointing the Eibishter as a king on Rosh Hashanah. That although anointing a king means a seriousness, a solemn conduct, appointing a king over the nation, and the fear of the king needs to be on the people of the nation, nevertheless, we find that when it comes to anointing a king in a physical sense, in this physical world, the anointing of the king is done with joy and with a very true will and desire, and with the true Mesiras Nefesh commitment, which means devoting, committing the will of the person in this project of anointing the king. In the same sense, needs to be when we anoint the Eibishter for a king over the universe during Rosh Hashanah every year. It was customary by the Rebbe that after concluding the Sliches on the daily basis of Yemei HaSliches, the Rebbe would, before leaving the shul, motion to sing the Nigen Rachamana De'oni. The Rebbe would motion with his hand to begin singing the Nigen. The Nigen is Rachamana De'oni L'aniyei Aneino, Rachamana De'oni L'svire Liba Aneino, which means that Hashem, who answers to the poor people, to the poor, should answer us, and Hashem, who answers to those that are brokenhearted, should answer us. The Nigen was taught by the Rebbe, Simchas Torah, morning, Tov Shin Chof, late 1959. The Rebbe would customarily teach a new Nigen after Hakofes through the night, and about 5-6 in the morning, the Rebbe would come in and teach the Nigen, and would also distribute Mashke to all those who took upon themselves to increase in the study of Chassidus. And the Rebbe said about the Nigen as follows. I'll say it first in Yiddish and then in English. Dem Nigen darf man frier singen bim Sinus und dann noch bim Simcha. Warum zum Oneib idos tachanunim und was weiter wird altstarke die Twie unbetochen. The Nigen at the outstart needs to be sung low-key, slowly, and then with joy. Because at the beginning, it is tachanunim, a plea, a request, matter of begging, and as it moves on, the demand and the bitochen become stronger. Bitochen means the person feeling more secure and assured that everything will work out. And the Rebbe concluded, when it is svirei liba, then surely it'll be anena. When a person is brokenhearted, surely his request will be answered. It was at a certain point at a Fabrengen that someone in front of the Rebbe sang the Nigen Rachamana, but he sang it in a mode of Chazones. So the Rebbe said, they don't match up together. Svirei liba means brokenhearted. Chazones is a different mode and a different expression. They don't go together. The Hemshech to the early installments, Benigir to Chedesh Elul and Yemei HaSliches. We continue now with installment number 2. And we'll discuss, Mirtz Hashem, the uniqueness of Gimel de Sliches, the third day Sliches. The Rebbe in a Fabrengen, Gimel de Sliches Tov Shin Choftes, 1969, said the following. The Inyan of Gimel de Sliches was revealed by the previous Rebbe when he was already in the United States, which is in the 1940s. And as it was published in his Rishima in Sefer HaMaimarim Tov Shin Hei, that both Chai Elul and Gimel de Sliches were amongst the inyanim that were not revealed till the appropriate time came to reveal them. The Negea to Gimel Sliches in particular, the previous Rebbe writes in the above Rishima that on the third day of Sliches, the Alter Rebbe would say a Maimer Chassidus only for Bnei HaMiyuchad the Mittel Rebbe. And when the Tzemach Tzedek grew up, the Alter Rebbe would say also for him. Likewise, it was the Seder by the Tzemach Tzedek that he would say Chassidus, a Maimer, on this day for the Rebbe Marash. The Rebbe Marash would say for the Rebbe Rashab, and the Rebbe Rashab would say for the previous Rebbe. And the previous Rebbe continues in this Rishima and cites that everyone in his time gave over to the one that they said the Maimer for, that it should be besod, it should be kept a secret. Likewise, the Rebbe Rashab told his son, the previous Rebbe, that it should be besod till the time comes when he will tell him to reveal it. In the Sicha of Gimel Deslichas Tavshin Lamed Hei, that the Rebbe spoke to Neshei Ubnei Chabad, as it was customary by the Rebbe to address Neshei Ubnei Chabad in the Slichas days as a preparation for the Shoshana. The Rebbe said the following, referring to Gimel Deslichas. For a long time, it wasn't known that the third day of Slichas is distinguished from amongst the other Slichas days, till the previous Rebbe, the Nasi of our generation, related about this, wrote about this, and also instructed to publish it. From this we understand that now the distinguished day of the third of Slichas has a connection, a shaychas to all, to every individual. And the Rebbe continues, in the beginning, the difference between the third day of Slichas and other days, when it was just revealed, only very few knew about it. As the Rebbe mentioned in the earlier Sicha, when he got to the Alter Rebbe, that he would say a Maimer Chassidus in the third day of Slichas, and also then it wasn't for all, and also not for special selected Talmidim, even more yet, not even for all the children. Only for one and chosen child from amongst the children, as it's mentioned that it was basically for the children in each generation which will become the Memala Makam, the successor. They were chosen to hear the Maimer from Gimel Deslichas. The Rebbe begins elaborating about this fact. When we look at it, what took place over here is something that raises a question. Since the Rabbeim wanted that this day, the uniqueness of the day, should remain besot, should remain private, to the extent that they have instructed their children that they should not tell it to anybody, even to the close ones in the family, how is it that the previous Rebbe publicized it, and he even asked to publish it? The Rebbe continues, in reality we find this in relationship to many in Yonim of Teira. It is simply understood that the neshamas of the later generations are not as great as the neshamas of the earlier generations. When the Beis HaMikdash existed, and even right after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, there were generations of Tanoim, and then Amiroim, and then Geinim, and then Rishenim. And the further the generations move on, the greatness of Yidne Yiddishkeit becomes smaller and smaller. On the other hand, we find that in a later generation, there are additional explanations and answers in Inyonim of Chochmas HaTeira. So Lecheira here, it's also not understood, since the Inyon of Teira is the most precious and sacred Inyon in the world, so it should have already been in its fullest measure by the earlier generations. And as the generations move on and the descent of the generations, the understanding Torah should have been smaller, minimum, in comparison to the earlier generations. So the Rebbe explains, it is known the muscle which is brought in Svarim from Gedalia Yisrael, a parable that when you take a midget and you place him on the shoulders of a giant, this little person, this midget, seems to look as the giant looks. He's on top of the giant. And this is the explanation b'negiyah to limud haTorah of these generations. On one hand, we need to know that if we wouldn't have been placed on the shoulders of the previous generations, the giant, we would not have been able to see as far. Yeah. On the other hand, after we were placed on the shoulders of this giant, it lies on us the responsibility to look and to see further yet than the giant himself sees. And if we don't do it, we do not fulfill the mission and the intention, the purpose of our creation. Therefore, the Inyan of Gimel Slichas remained a sod. So the Friedrich Rebbe revealed it as it is a chosen, special day in which the Alter Rebbe and his successors would say a special maimer, a new revelation in the Seder Satera on this day. And from this we understand that since the previous Rebbe revealed it here in the United States, it's understood that the instruction to reveal it came from a higher world during the time that the previous Rebbe was here in the United States. Behemshech to the earlier installments, b'negiyah to the Yemei HaSlichas, and in particular Gimel DeSlichas, we continue now discussing b'negiyah to Gimel DeSlichas. In a sicha of the 23rd of Elul Tavshim Memches 1988, when the Rebbe mentioned about the previous Rebbe, that he publicized b'negiyah to the Inyan of Gimel DeSlichas, the Rebbe continued that although we don't find an obvious reason for it, why this day is singled out from all other Slichas days, nevertheless, there is an outstanding tam, a tam beilut, a reason that stands out to the extent that we don't need to search and exert ourselves to find what is the inyan of Gimel DeSlichas. And the Rebbe makes an introduction that although a person needs to be cautious in explaining new pirushim, new rimazim, new explanations, because not everybody is authorized to do it, musmach lazeh, it is known, the words from the Rebbe Rasha b'negiyah to the inyan of learning pirushim, explaining new insights in the Tanya, that although a person has to be cautious, but when this is something that will contribute to Avedis Hashem, a person could offer his pirushim, his analyzation, his insights. Likewise, in b'negiyah to every inyan, that if it is something that contributes navedes Hashem, the love of Hashem, or fear of Hashem, or both, a person is permitted to say pshatim and remazim chadoshim. B'negiyah l'inyoneinu, the Rebbe says, the number 3 is a very special, dignified number. By Matan Torah, we find that it's connected with the number 3. As the Talmud tells us in the Tractate of Shabbos, Urien klisoi, la'ama klisoi, b'yarcha klisoi, that by Matan Torah everything was in the number 3. The Torah that is divided in 3, Torah Neviim Ksuvim, the nation that is divided in 3, Kehanim Leviim Yisraelim, and the month, the 3rd month from Nisan, which is Sivan. And this is the Maila, the Rebbe says, of Shlishi the Sliches, the quality of 3. And the Rebbe adds additional explanations that we can also connect it b'negia to the third day in the week. The third day of Slichus is always in the third day of the week. The third day of the week is known as Huchba Be Kitev, that Kitev, that it is good, is mentioned twice during the creation on the third day of the week, on the third day of the creation. B'meila, this is an additional quality b'negia to Gimel de Slichus, which has in itself also the Tuesday, which is a double goodness. In addition, the inyan of Slichus in general is connected with the three different sets of 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was Bahar Sinai, when the Eibishter told him that he is forgiven. Salachti kidvarecha. So there were three different sets of the 40 days. There was the first 40 days, then there were the middle 40 days, and then finally the last 40 days, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, when the Eibishter said, Salachti kidvarecha. Also, in Slichas itself, there are three expressions, Mechila, Slicha, and Kapora. In Eishicha, the Rebbe Chavdalad Elul Tovshin Nun Aleph Tinose 1991, the Rebbe connects the number three with the Inyan of Tshuva. As known, that the Aveda of Tzadikim has two kavim, Sur Mira and Vasei Tev, refraining from doing evil and doing good. But after that comes even a higher Aveda, and that is Bakish Sholim Biratfeu, which refers to the Inyan of Tshuva, and it is connected with Pnimiyas HaTorah. And the Rebbe continues that since this is a time, the third day of Slichas, during which, over the generations, the Rabbeim said Divrei Elokim Chayim, Chassidus, they delivered a discourse, B'meila Harei Be'er Pnei Melech Chayim, with the light of the face of the King, who is Pnei Melech Chayim Hashem. Hashem draws down to every Yid a good life, Chayim Tevim Chulu, with all the details as they are mentioned in the Tfilas of the King Godel B'Yem HaKippurim. In the Fabrengen of Chai Elul Tovshin Lamed Ches 1978, the Rebbe said as follows, there's the Seder that the previous Rebbe has instituted B'Negeir to Erev Rish Hashanah, that those who wish to hand in the Tzetlach, which means the Pidyenes, the Panim, in which their name and their mother's name is written very briefly, and just a few additional words. And this was also the Seder that it would take place Erev Rish Hashanah after Slichas and after Davening. So in order to make it easier, and in order that it should be Bishleimus, since the Inyan of Erev Rish Hashanah already begins from Mitzoy Menucha, from the first day Slichas, and surely from the third day Slichas, as known that the previous Rebbe has distinguished this day with a special anhoge, and there was also a Maimer Chassidus. Therefore, after the third day Slichas, and the fourth day in the morning after Slichas and Davening, those who wish can hand in the Pidyenes, B'meshach of an hour or an hour and a half, as the Lashon de Zeyar, and this will be taking place every day till Erev Rish Hashanah. And B'negia to Erev Rish Hashanah itself, this will be reserved for those that will come Erev Shabbos, or Mitzoy Shabbos, or Erev Rish Hashanah. And those that are living here as locals should exert themselves, should be mishtagel, and b'meila they will also be able to accomplish it, to hand in their tzetlach pidyenes on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, which these 3 days are considered maile Shabbat, preparation, introduction to the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, during which it is Atem Nitzovim Hayim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. It is the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, which we read the Parsha Atem Nitzovim, that the whole Jewish nation is standing together for Hashem. And then there is the fulfillment of the Bris, the covenant with Hashem. We'll conclude with wishing all our listeners Aksiva Baksima Teva, Lashana Teva Msuka, Begashmis, Beruchnias, and Geula Ho'amites Vashlema.